Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did their house renovations stir up some activity, or had the activity been there all along?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, let us hear it. We'd like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy is with me today. You know, this is something we hear quite a bit of, about the house renovations, or they're redoing a room, or they're doing something around the house, and then activity starts.
And then it's as if it stirs it up.
I know, and I think it does. You know,
and kind of gets it going.
Because and I think I've mentioned this guy before on this show, but I interviewed him for the Grave Talks, and they were doing renovations at a haunted theater, and it did stir stuff up. So he would tell them every day, you know, like, here's what's going on, you know. We've got the kids coming in today for the movies. And then we're also working on the back room, and we're building this balcony. And, you know, so I thought it was real interesting. So he's every day telling the ghost what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you live in a place that you suspect is haunted, that it's a good idea to keep them in the know.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it makes me think about the building up in Iowa that I had purchased, and I redid the upstairs, and I redid it quite a bit, as far as like I pulled the kitchen out, put in, and, you know, put in new cupboards and everything in the kitchen. So there was some, and I, you know, pulled off all the old wallpaper, and I replastered the walls and did a lot of stuff, but I don't ever remember anything seeming upset about that. You know, there were other things, but I don't ever remember thinking that there was something that was upset because I was changing the you know, the layout.
But I can, so maybe in that case, you know, maybe there are cases where some spirits are like, cool, I don't really care, do whatever you want. And then others are like, how dare you change my bedroom? You know?
Well, and additionally, that my place was an apartment. It had been an apartment initially, then eventually it had turned into offices, and then eventually it was like a dentist up there, and it was several other things. So it wasn't maybe necessarily somebody's home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the apartment people probably moved out after a while and got a house, you know.
And maybe it had been renovated so many times that the spirits were like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. You know, but I'm not sure it's the same thing as somebody that lived in a home for 50 years.
Yeah. This one I think is interesting because it could be something that had been there all along and she just didn't know. So here's the story. It says, when I turned 24, I inherited a house from my maternal grandparents. The house was built in 1921. It had been passed down from generation to generation. It was originally my great-grandparents' home. The house itself was a small two-bedroom, one-bath dwelling with lots of 1920s charm. It also had an attached duplex with its own entrance and its own address. My great-grandparents had used it for rental income when they lived in the house. My soon-to-be husband and I began doing some minor renovations in February of 2009. We refinished the original hardwood floors, sanded all the walls, fixed all the old termite damage, primed and painted. It took us about 4 weeks before we could start moving our belongings in. On the second night that we stayed there, we began experiencing strange occurrences. We both woke up in the middle of the night, jolted out of a deep sleep. We looked at each other and we knew we had both heard the exact same thing. Someone was, and this is in caps, running through the house. We could hear their feet thumping on the hardwood floors, thump, 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 really quickly. My now husband, Kevin, got up and went to investigate, leaving me in our bedroom terrified. When he came back, he said there were no signs of anyone in the house. All the doors were locked, all the windows shut. We knew we'd heard something, but just didn't know what it was at the time. We tried to go back to sleep. Needless to say, we didn't sleep very well that night. A few days went by, and we almost forgot about it. Then one day, Kevin was using the toilet in the bathroom. It's a Jack and Jill bathroom, so a bathroom that is shared by two bedrooms. The bathroom door started rattling, almost like someone was trying to get in. "I'm on the toilet," he yelled, thinking it was me. Almost instantly, the other bathroom door started rattling. Now, this would be impossible for someone to do instantly because they would have to run out of the room, around the living room, back into the other bedroom, and rattle the other door. It would take at least 10 to 12 seconds for someone to do that. When he was finished in the bathroom, he opened the door and found me doing laundry outside. He was freaked out because he knew it couldn't have been me. Another time, Kevin was still asleep in bed while he assumed I was getting ready for work. We had different work schedules, so I always left while he was still asleep. And he swears he felt my presence in the bedroom with him, like I was hovering over him to kiss him goodbye. He woke up to say goodbye, but I wasn't there. He quickly looked out the window and saw my car driving off. Other strange things and strange noises kept occurring, so one day we went to talk to my aunt. We asked her if anyone else had died in the house. I thought she would tell me maybe one of my great-grandparents had died in the house since they lived there for many years before my grandparents inherited it. That's hard to say. Once we asked her that question, she looked up at us with such surprise. I'll never forget the look she gave us, like a how do you know that kind of look. She broke down and told us that in the 1950s, when she was still a little girl, one of the tenants that my great-grandparents had rented the duplex to had lost his wife of many years. He traveled to the Philippines to bring home a very young mail-order bride. On the evening before they were to be married, the young girl took his gun and shot herself in the head. As you can imagine, both my husband and I were in shock. We couldn't believe no one told us this. When we asked her about it, she said for decades, when both houses had been rented, no renters had ever complained about paranormal activities. We seem to think that the renovations may have had something to do with stirring up all the paranormal energy in the house. We immediately had a priest come to bless the house, and until this day, we have never felt anything else, no weird or strange noises or paranormal activity. Thank you for letting me share my story with you. I hope you're able to use it for your podcast, Kat. So, I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like anything would have just randomly been happening. But what they experienced was pretty creepy, like hearing someone running through your house and the doorknobs thing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound like they were inundated with paranormal activity.
And I've had that doorknob thing, and you have too, right? When we lived in the haunted house growing up as kids, we had that creepy bathroom. Why is it bathrooms that seem to have that happen?
Because it had an attic off of it.
And you would go to come out of the bathroom, and the doorknob would just start, you know, twisting back and forth really fast. Or sometimes it would be like you couldn't open the door. It was as if someone was holding it from the other side. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what Kevin's talking about. He seemed to have quite a few experiences there. He must be super sensitive because she mentioned quite a bit of things that were happening with Kevin. But once they had the house, okay, they did some changes in the house, right? So there was some renovation stuff that they did. And maybe, what do you think about that stirring stuff up?
I mean, I definitely think that could be it. And it also could be maybe that the, you know, they're open to it. And the if it was the girl, she was able to get through. But so if you're from the Philippines, now maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seems like Catholicism would be one of the main religions there.
Could be. I would have to look that up.
But I'm kind of curious because it just makes me think that the Catholic priest, if it was the girl, who last thing you want to do is be married to an old guy when you're young. and your parents probably got some money and basically here, now you're his, you know, which is sick, but that stuff happens. And so it makes me feel sad for her, but maybe with a priest blessing the house, maybe she was able to move on.
Maybe.
And that's why it stopped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe the renovations and having a young couple in the house again, you know, yeah. She felt like they're more her age and she could relate and get through to them. So maybe this is all just a way of helping her move on. And the priest was what was able to help her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously something did because it quit after the priest blessed the house.
So maybe she
is weird. Leave it to me to have the opposite experience. But one time when my husband and I were first together, we lived in a little house and we heard there was a basement in this house. It was just this little place. It really sounded like furniture moving around on the floor. Like it was a basement. It kind of had an old cement floor in there. There wasn't any carpet or anything. And it sounded like really loud. Like, and I looked over at Greg and I'm like, God, it sounds like furniture's moving down there. And we both stood there and we were like, what? And we kind of flipped out and we both ran out of the house. I think we it was in the olden days. We used to like, let's go for a ride, right? And I think we went out and rode around for a little bit, finally got up the nerve and came home. And when we got downstairs, the furniture was moved. And that happened more than one time in that house where we would hear it and then we'd go downstairs and the furniture, like something had been moved, like against a different wall or, you know, coffee table someplace else and so forth. So leave it to me to have the opposite thing where a ghost wants to renovate because my, you know, my decorating skills aren't good enough for the ghost.
I'd be all like, you know what? If you want the coffee table there, I'm cool. We don't use the basement that much.
Like, you're the ones. Like, I mean, come on.
Just
like,
leave, I realize, all I ask, if you put it there, just leave it there.
Like, you know, I mean, I did take a little bit of a, you know, it was a bit of an affront to me and my decorating skills that a ghost thought they could decorate better than me, but okay, whatever.
Hey, so, you know, there's been a lot of people die who had great decorating skills, so don't be saying that.
True, that's true.
I'm top notch, but that ghost.
But that, this girl, she cannot decorate worth a shit. I'm going to redo all this furniture for her.
Well, let's do another story. It says, okay. I have always been into the paranormal and come from a long line of sensitives and have had several paranormal experiences throughout my life. The story I'm about to share is a cautionary tale to those who may be wanting to rent or buy a property to do as much research as possible. I wish that my husband and I had. I moved from Ohio, where I was born, to Massachusetts to get a fresh start. After being in Massachusetts for a while and finding myself, I met the person that I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. Charlie and I dated for over a year, then after getting married, started looking for a place to rent and call our own. It was not long after before we found a beautiful little house in a very quiet neighborhood. The house was very overgrown but had a lot of potential, so Charlie and I decided to jump on in. To give a little bit of layout of the house, it was three bedrooms, the master bedroom, and a fairly larger bedroom upstairs and a very small bedroom off of the dining room downstairs. All was well and we adjusted to the moving in process. But not long after, we started to notice strange occurrences little by little. The first to happen was when Charlie was upstairs in bed while I was downstairs browsing the internet and watching TV, being the terrible insomniac that I am. Suddenly, Charlie came running at breakneck speed down the stairs and asked if I had just been up there. Of course, my response was no. He went as pale as could be and told me he'd been lying in bed, dozing in and out, and felt the blanket being pushed up so that his feet were out. Oh, Kathy, you ain't gonna like this part.
Oh, dear.
His feet were out, and a cold hand had caressed his foot.
No, that is my worst nightmare. Oh, no.
No.
No, 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 no.
Shortly after that, we moved our bedroom to the much smaller bedroom downstairs. However, the activity continued. We would hear heavy footsteps going up and down the stairs, have bowls and pans spin clockwise while untouched on the counters, see a dark, full-bodied figure walk past our bedroom and disappear. I don't like this part. A knife being lifted and thrown across the kitchen by an unseen force while being outside, looking up into the window of the master bedroom and see an elderly lady staring down, and having our dogs bark intently into the corner of our room at something we could not see. Jesus.
Oh.
Finally, Charlie and I talked with our neighbors to see if they could give any insight to the previous owner of this house or previous owners. We found out that this house was built in the 1700s, and the elderly lady that owned the house died there at the age of 101 years old. We have no doubts in our mind that the spirit in the house is that of the previous owner. So I set out to go upstairs and try to make peace with her. I told her that I know this is her house, but now it is our house too, and we must make peace with each other so that we can cohabitate, or if she wants help crossing over and going to the light where her loved ones wait for her, I would be happy to help her. I also told her that Charlie and I want to keep the house nice, and she's welcome to stay if she likes, but she cannot be doing anything that is harmful in any way. We continue to live in the same house, and once in a while she makes herself known, but things are a lot more peaceful. I hope you enjoyed this story. I may be calling back with more stories in the future. Thanks so much for listening, Nicole.
Good story, Nicole.
I love the way that she found out about the elderly woman, 101, but then she's like, look, we live here, you live here, let's figure this out, how to cohabitate.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wants help crossing over and going to the light, I would be happy to help you.
Yeah,
I think
that's
a very beautiful thing to do.
And that we want to take care of the house. Like, we're happy to, you know, be good, you know, caretakers of this property, as you were. But, you know, you need to stay on your side of the universe, and we need to stay on our side of the universe, and the two shalt not cross.
But it's almost like if it was the elderly woman, I mean, they did see an elderly woman in the window.
Mm. Yeah.
That if
that's
it
creepy.
Was, but if that ooh. Was her, that it's her house. Like, you're in my house. What are you doing in my house? And maybe what she needed was a conversation to say, you know what? You're no longer living. And this is our house, so let's figure it out.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if they know they're dead.
I've heard stories of that, that people don't.
You know, so possibly by just talking to her, explaining the situation, maybe that, you know, it seems like it made a difference. And we keep hearing this more and more about people, and especially with you working on the Grave Talks, where people say, talk to them.
We cannot have no knives flying.
No.
Like,
no
not
knives.
In my house.
Though I do think there's been occasions in the old building that knives have flown a couple times in
the
restaurant.
But that shit has got to stop. Like, if you want to look at me when we're out in the garden, or if you want to walk around from time to time, I can't stop that. But the knives thing.
That's got to stop. Yeah, we can't have that.
No way.
Yeah.
That's threatening, too. It's like, you might be 101 years old, but you got to stop that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
No. So if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.